phrasal verbs. If you have problems with memorizing new phrasal verbs, this episode was made for you. I'm Sam, your host. Welcome to this episode. And before we get started, I have to ask you that question. Are you ready to line it up? Welcome to this episode, everybody. I'm Sam, your host, your English teacher, and I'm very happy to have you here. So recently, we posted an episode focused on the multiple uses of get, or, well, get as a phrasal verb. So it's time to talk about a few other phrasal verbs that are interesting and important for you to have on your vocabulary. So to get started, let me tell you that phrasal verbs are very important for daily communication. So if you haven't learned many of them, it's time for you to start studying, perhaps creating a list of phrasal verbs you want to add to your vocabulary, because I promise you in the future, they will be important, okay? So, well, I have created a little list of phrasal verbs, a short list of phrasal verbs we can use in English that I find important. So to get started, the first one is the verb to give up. So the verb to give up is the verb to abandon, okay? When you don't want to continue with an idea, okay? So you don't want to do something, you don't want to fight. It is to surrender upon something, okay? So there is a song from, is it from Jason Mars? Let me think. I will play it here so you can listen to it, okay?
Well, I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough.
Okay, so this is a very nice song, and it says, I won't give up on us. I will not give up on us. So, I won't. Won't is the is a negative contraction for will not. It's the negative form. I won't give up on us. So that is the first phrasal verb. So it means to abandon, to surrender. Okay. So, and then we have go on. Okay. So go on is to continue. This phrasal verb is also very famous, and we have a very interesting song. Perhaps you do like or remember this song, and the song is the song from Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. So to go on means to continue, to proceed, okay, to carry on, which is another phrasal verb. So to go on, to continue. And here, let's play this part of the song, My Heart Will Go On, so you can listen to. Okay, so before I play this song, I am not a romantic person, okay? I am literally having just these references, okay? But I'm not a romantic person. I know this song is very romantic. And the other song, Give Up, the other song from Jason Mars is also very romantic, but I'm not a romantic person, okay? This is just a reference. Let's go. Okay, so, well, that's another song, and she sings, once more, you open the door, and you're here in my heart, and my heart will go on. So here's the phrasal verb, my heart will continue, my heart will go on. So see how interesting it is. So all these phrasal verbs, they have their own meaning, and it's very interesting to See how you can match, well, phrasal verbs match different words to construct different meanings, okay? So very good job up to now. Well, before we actually finish, it's important to remember that phrasal verbs are very important part of the language. So when we talk about daily communication, you will always be using some sort of phrasal verb, okay? So before we finish, it's time to just talk about the verb hold on. Hold on is to keep firm onto something. So when you say hold on, is to be resilient, okay? To resist to something, okay? Or to wait, okay? In some contexts, you say hold on, hold on. You're saying wait, wait, please, okay? Some people say hold on the line, please, on the phone, to say please, can you wait on the line, hold on the line, okay? And I will give you just one more example of a song with this, okay?
Don't leave me. Hold on, I still want you.
Okay, so that was the last phrasal verb I wanted you to learn, and that's the phrasal verb hold on. In the song, they sing, hold on, I still need you. So wait, wait, I still need you. Okay. This is a band I listen to sometimes. They're called Chord Over Street. So if you check on YouTube, Chord Over Street, Chord Over Street, together, Over Street, together, you'll find they have some nice music there. And well, thank you for listening to this episode. Well, you know that when you listen to our episodes, you become part of an international community of people who are willing to learn and develop their language skills. I thank you for being here, and I see you on the next episode. Bye bye.